Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here with another episode of Life in Business. Today I'm going to talk to you about motivation, specifically how to stay motivated in business even when you feel stuck or it all just feels like an absolute massive waste of time. Because I'm fairly sure that you've been there, right? You might even be there now. Sometimes business is, oh my word, the hardest thing in the entire universe. There's no two ways about that. Certainly over the years, 13 and a half years I've been in business. And yeah, there's been lots of times when I've found it really, really tough. But there are certainly some tips that I can give you today that are going to help you through that. I want to say as well that, you know, this kind of myth of always feeling motivated. Need to address that, right? It's utter horse poo, right? Nobody, unless you are some bro marketing robot, but nobody is motivated 100% of the time. Nobody is inspired 100% of the time. You simply can't be because you're human. And that's good, right? But that's the first really, really important thing to say, that if you're aiming for 100% motivation 100% of the time, never going to happen, right? It's an unrealistic expectation. It forgets that you're human. It forgets that life is going to life and all of these things. So don't aim for that because it ain't going to happen, right? What you aim for is, it works 60% of the time, every time. I think that's a misquote Anchorman, but it's a healthy balance, you know, because there are some days where you are on fire and it just is flowing out of you like there's no tomorrow, right? You could write 400 emails and have ideas for more, and you can talk all day on social media and just know that there's going to be a client that messages you at the end of it. Some of those days happen, right? But that pace is probably not sustainable for you. So to try and do that and feel that every day is unrealistic, right? But to kind of capture cash in on that feeling, I guess the thing for you to do here is to think about, why do you feel like that? What is it that you're doing, or what has previously happened to give you this kind of momentum, right? To give you this kind of boost, because that's the kind of thing that you can capitalize on, yeah? Oh, I went to this networking meeting and it really inspired me. So then I was really super productive afterwards, which is what leads to the clients at the end of the day. So are there more things like that that you can add in order to keep your momentum high? And it just is so important, you know, to know what your level of motivation is, because I would say that I'm a pretty motivated person, but that's all kind of internal stuff. The stuff that I really like doing is creating content, but not in the showing up on video, making loads of reels and starting a TikTok account kind of way of creating content. I really like doing this podcast. I really enjoy writing emails. I do pretty much enjoy writing social media posts too, to be honest, and commenting on and chatting to people on social media. I like, although the podcast is spoken word, but I like that. You know, I like kind of talking about the things that I'm interested in. I can do that. I even enjoy rewriting my website, you know, stuff like that, because I think I like writing, really. And so it's very, very insular, which suits me. I can kind of get inside my own head and think, right, who am I writing this for? What do they need to hear today? And can write stuff. What I find it harder to do is to keep showing up in video form, be that on Zoom at a networking meeting or even, oh, shock horror, out in the real world with real people. I couldn't do that for long. I couldn't stay motivated to do that for long, even though it's something that's fantastic for bringing in clients and making really good connections with new people and all of this stuff. Can't do it because the energy level doesn't match my energy levels, right? So finding the thing that you enjoy and doing more of that is a kind of surefire way to get ahead and to kind of win with this. And I think that one of the real reasons that business owners feel stuck, and also why it's completely normal to feel that, is because you're trying to push in the wrong direction or you're trying to push too hard. And I know that when I say things like that, it's I feel a little bit like, I've probably got my mother's voice in my head, you know, but I feel a little bit like we're letting ourselves off the hook a bit when actually maybe we could just push a little bit more. But it's about pushing with the right thing in the right way that suits you. And if you're just trying to pummel this thing to death, it's never going to be fun. So you're never going to be motivated. You're going to always have to be forcing yourself. And that's when business starts to feel hard and when you start to feel stuck because you're trying to do the thing that is never going to be your thing. Yeah. And that's just really difficult, you know. So the real reason that you feel stuck often is going to be because you've not found your kind of secret sauce yet, right? You've not found what's really going to work for you. And it is hard that because, I mean, so many times, you know, I can think in the past where I've like, I'm doing all the things, why is it not working? But the thing is that the things, they're just strategies or they're just tools, right? It's like, I'm active on every social media channel. Why haven't I got enough clients? Well, because what you're putting out there is not what your people want to hear, and or you are not clear on what it is that you're actually trying to do or that you offer people, how you help people or who you're talking to, right? So ultimately, it kind of all comes back to you. And I don't mean you're the problem in that way, but it's looking inside yourself that is gonna help you come and get unstuck and also to keep you motivated. One final thing to say before I kind of move on to like some solutions to all of this is to remember that external pressures are real, right? The economy does weird things sometimes. Interest rates fluctuate. The world goes batshit crazy, particularly in America. All these things happen and all these things are out of your control, right? So remember that stuff like that is always going to happen, as well as your own personal circumstances. You know, people are poorly, tragedy strikes, unfortunately. All things like that will contribute to any feelings of unmotivation. And also comparisonitis, yeah, when you're scrolling on the old gram and you see so-and-so doing 10K months, smashing it, and it's like, oh, yeah. So that's never going to help you. And also income dips, income peaks and troughs. There will always be those in business. Really, truly, genuinely solid, consistent income is tough to achieve. You can get relatively consistent income, but unless you have the same clients, same number of clients on the same package over and over again, recurring income, you're not going to get entirely consistent income, right? And that's okay too. It's about planning for that and not looking at it as an income dip, as something that derails you or demotivates you or makes you think that you're rubbish and why is any of it worth bothering, right? Everything that you feel, 99% of other business owners feel that too. And that's the God honest truth there, yeah? They if they say they haven't, they're either, you know, the 1% who's extremely fortunate or lying. So yeah, there you go. So never feel that you're on your own because I know for a fact that you're not. So how do we get out of all this? Well, the real key to long-term motivation is to make sure you're doing something you're actually interested in. And I know that sounds, you know, kind of business 101. However, you'd be surprised. I've worked with like 7,000 people now over the years I've been in business, and supported people through talks and events and that kind of thing. And there are always people who are just not doing the thing that lights them up. And when I say to people, you know, if money was no object, what would you do? And it's like, oh, I'd work with horses. Okay, why are you not working with horses now then? Why are you life coaching people? And it's like, huh, yeah, so maybe there's a disconnect there. Do you see? And so knowing what your clarity and purpose is just so, so important to keep you motivated. And that includes reconnecting with your why, right? Why you're doing what you're doing, why you care about what you're doing, why what you're doing is your absolute passion. And this isn't about the delivery method. It isn't nobody's passion is to run an online program, right? Nobody's passion is that. You might be really passionate about building these things because you like the tech and whatever, but nobody's passion or purpose or mission is to deliver an online program. The passion and the purpose is what it is helping people to do. And so that's how you have to take a step back and don't think about the thing that you're trying to sell, which is the program, right? Nobody wants to buy a program either. Nobody wants to buy one. What people want to sell is the transformation, because that's the passion, that's the fire, that's what you really care about. And what people want to buy is the transformation or the space or the, you know, whatever it is that you offer, not the delivery mechanism. That's just literally just a delivery mechanism, right? So to try and tap into to keep yourself motivated long-term and to get yourself unstuck is to reconnect with that why and think about what it is that is going to make the big difference to you and to the world. And another thing that you can do with that, right, saying that it's just the delivery mechanism, you need to also check actually, though, if that the business model and delivery mechanism, the offer or the audience still align with you, right? If you are running an online program where you have little to no interaction, people just buy it and off they go and you make your money and yeah, it's very transactional. If that bores you senseless, like it would me, then it's really hard to stay motivated on that. And you're going to keep tinkering and you're going to be messing about with Facebook ads, you know, tweaking and changing and everything all the time because you're bored. And so it's very hard to keep motivated, even if you are earning money, income. But the chances are that if you're demotivated and dissatisfied with the way that you're delivering what you're delivering, you ain't going to be making the money anyway, I would hazard a guess. So, yeah, so check if things do still align and align with what excites you, right? Align with what you're really passionate about, because if your dots don't join up, you're screwed, my friend. We need to have a very serious conversation, right? So if you're thinking, oh, Christ, everything's wrong here, then send me a message, please, and we will have an immediate back and forth chat about what can be done with this. Because it's all fixable, right? It's all fixable. So ask yourself before you make any kind of decision, and this includes, well, Libby's told me to burn it all to the ground. That is not what I've told you, right? But if that's what you've heard, ask yourself one question before making any decision, any changes, any anything, or introducing anything new, and ask yourself, do I really want to do this? And if the answer's then it's a no. If the answer's it's a no. If the answer is anything less enthusiastic than yes, I think so, then it's a no, right? You've heard the expression, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. But I mean, you know, sometimes hell yes is a little bit too enthusiastic, especially if there's a measure of fear there, right? Because if you're thinking about changing things and, you know, going from life coaching to looking after horses, then there's a feeling of trepidation there. So if it's a quiet, yeah, do you know what, I'd really like to do that, then that's different to hell yes. It's a different level of energy, but it's still solid enthusiasm, okay? So you don't have to whoop ever to know that you're on the right path. But you'll know, you've got to be honest with yourself in all of this, in all of everything that you do in business. The only person you have to be truly honest with is yourself and, well, HMRC, I suppose. But I guess there's ways around that one, but don't advise that. But yeah, the only person, if you're kidding yourself, it's a waste of time. And what is the point? What is the point in that? There isn't any. So yeah, be absolutely truly honest with yourself. So how can you get unstuck and move forward, right? It's really, if you think of, you know, like a big boulder or something, that's you. That's you, the big boulder. And you're trying to push it with your faux motivation for the product that you don't care about. And you're pushing it with your shoulder and you can't move anywhere. And then you think, oh, well, maybe if I jimmy this up a bit with a big stick, it'll start moving. And it does. And that's when the kind of true alignment happens, because then you can just roll it along gently, yeah? So one way to do that, to get yourself unstuck and moving forward, is to actually take these really tiny intentional actions that will reignite your motivation. You know, the power of incremental gains, 1%, 1%, 1%. Just taking a tiny step forward will add up. You know, you do 10 tiny steps forward, that's equivalent to 2-3 great big steps. And before you know it, then you're halfway around the corner, right? And this small wins equaling big momentum, I think there's a huge amount of power in that. These incremental gains, I've talked about this lots before on previous podcast episodes, and it really does just make such an enormous difference. So if you're feeling really stuck because it's like, oh, where I want to be is so far away. I want to sign 5 clients a month and I haven't signed one for 2 months and I'm, you know, it's a familiar feeling to so many business owners that. But that's looking at what you haven't done. What about what you have done, right? Maybe you've rewritten your website, rewritten your sales page. You've decided that your previous audience wasn't really who you wanted to work with, so you've tweaked your ideal clients. So it's not to be procrastifaffin, but, you know, you really hated that pink that was in your branding colour, so you've changed it to blue. You know, little things like that, as long as they are not distractions from actually moving forward, then they can be really helpful and they can be really motivating. And loving the way that you present yourself is part of that. Because if you're embarrassed by your website, say, then you can change it, yeah? And sometimes it's not, oh, you need to have a 3 grand brand new website. It's just tweaking some bits and bobs here and there. And actually it's like, oh, do you know what? I'm not ashamed of this. And that's, you've got to feel aligned with everything that you're putting out there. And you can change all this stuff, right? So those things can be looked at as small wins in the big pot, as long as you're not, you know, faux working by spending all day on Canva and feeling like you're busy, because that's never going to achieve anything. Unless what you do is design things for other people in Canva, in which case, go for your life. Now, the power of changing your environment is so important. So a few weeks ago, I moved my office around. Been in this house for 2.5 years. Thought, I don't know why my desk is there and my sofa is there. And I moved them around, and honestly, it's been absolutely fantastic. And now my cat comes and sits with me. I don't know why she does now, but now the sofa's in a different place. She'll come up to this floor and it's great. And we're all happy here together. And it is like a, you know, it's kind of like a new lease of life, really. And one of the reasons that I'm running some in-person events this year, my retreat-a-thon, I don't know if I've mentioned that on the podcast before, but my retreat-a-thon, you can find the details at libbylangley.com. But the reason that I'm running three this year in-person events is because sometimes you've got to really just step away from stuff, you know, do things differently, be that moving your office around, be that going and spending the day with some other business owners and, you know, chatting to people in the flesh about your business and just being listened to, just being heard, right? Or something else. That's a really good way to get yourself unstuck. You know, like when you go on holiday and you're either super motivated or just don't want to go home. That tells you quite a lot about how you actually feel about the business, right? And you should listen to that. You really should listen to that because it just is, you're telling yourself something, yeah? And you're the smartest person in your business. You're the person that knows you the best. You're the person that knows your business the best. So just listen, hey? Listen to what the voices are telling you. And it doesn't mean that you have to change everything immediately overnight, right? If you think, oh, Christ, this is just terrible. You can make these small changes to where you want to be, yeah? That's so, so important. And also think about what you've achieved in the past. You know, the last time you felt like this, because I'm sure there was a last time and I'm sure there'll be a next time, you know? But what did you do last time? Or what was really good that you were really proud of? And how can you add elements of that into what it is that doesn't sit quite right now? Right, there's needs to be a lot of kindness, I think, really, when we're in business and we work for ourselves, because, you know, there's a lot of beating ourselves with sticks, and there doesn't need to be, because you're human, you're doing a grand job, you know, you've got a great reputation, people really respect you, there are people who think you're the best thing since sliced bread. Actual clients rather than, you know, well, not my mum, no, but maybe your mum does think so about you. there's lots of people who champion us that they wouldn't do that unless they were really onto something, right? They're not doing it for the good of their health. They're doing it because they genuinely think that you're pretty super duper, right? And when nothing feels exciting anymore, because that might happen, right? It's happened to me at least twice in my business journey, probably, to be honest, three times. When nothing feels exciting anymore, it is okay to pause, to stop. It's okay to pivot completely, or it's okay to tweak what you've got, right? You can make changes, drastic or smaller, or anywhere in the middle. You can do all of that. And also, I do genuinely suggest that you talk to someone, right? Come to one of my in-person events, or send me a message, or join Confidence to Grow, obviously, right? That's like the best place to get this ongoing support when you feel like this. But talk to somebody, because keeping all this to yourself can just, like, the rot can creep in, and you can convince yourself of anything. You can convince yourself that everything is absolutely terrible when actually it just really isn't. You're just focusing on the one negative thing that happened rather than the 10 positives. And that is why it's good to get external support, be it kind of a business buddy or a, you know, business coach like me or something like that. It really, really does help. You might also want to think about simplifying what you do, because I am a terrible one for this. I can make things really complicated because I can. The technology exists and because I enjoy it. You know, I like adding new layers of stuff in because I find it fun and I find it interesting. However, I do not need to. I do not need to. And if you have too many layers, one bit breaks and you don't know where it is and it's too hard to find it. And actually, most of us, what we need is somewhere to connect with people. Somewhere for people to keep in touch with people, somewhere for people to buy, and somewhere to deliver whatever it is that we deliver, right? That's four stages. And you can do that with social media, email marketing, some sort of payment portal like PayPal or Stripe or whatever, and Zoom, for example. You know, you don't need anything more than that. So simplify. And what that will do is it will give you lots more headspace. It will also reduce your outgoings, right? So there'll be less pressure on you in times if you're not feeling as motivated, or if things feel challenging. So it's never a bad idea to that. Maybe I'll do a whole episode on that, actually, because there's a lot to be said about that. And it can help you fall back in love with what you do, because you'll have the headspace to reconnect with your why, rather than fighting all these different platforms and tech and you know, everything that needs doing, right? If you make your business as simple as possible, you can just focus on delivering the message that you want to deliver. And that's it. That's kind of all you've got to do. And that's the fun stuff, because you can talk about that. You can talk about what you're passionate about and why you care about this, presumably until the cows come home, because you're passionate about it and you're interested in it and it really matters to you. And if you can't talk like that about what you do, then you need to look at what you're doing. Yeah, because that's where the disconnect is, right? So the importance of choosing joy over obligation in your work is enormous. Joy first, always, right? Don't just do it because you think you should, because get a job and then let someone else worry about all the big things. Choose joy, choose life, choose joy, and make the business the happiest that you can and the most enjoyable that you can. And that way, you are going to stay motivated in your business, even when you feel stuck, because the feeling stuck is something you can get the support to get unstuck, but the motivation is never going to really dwindle, right? It's going to ebb and flow, but the motivation is never going to dwindle because you love what you do, you're joyful about what you do, and it's the right thing for you to do. So there you go. Do please message me on social media if you're stuck, if you don't know what your why is, if it all feels a bit like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'll help you. I'll have a little to and fro and I'll help you. So you find me on Instagram at Libby Langley, or LinkedIn, Libby Langley 2, or you can email me. So, all right. Lots of love. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.